We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Stephen Tries podcast.
Mad.
This week we're talking about the future. I'm joined by David Rees.
Oi, oi.
He's enjoying lockdown. Ben Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Cooney.
Yep.
And myself. Cheers, Dave. Thanks.
No worries.
So lockdown. What week are we in? The third to fourth week?
Does it even matter anymore?
Nah, yeah. No.
I don't know.
I suppose it's meant to be down for another month yet, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yes, but
lad. It's been 3 weeks since they said we were in lockdown, and they haven't updated us.
I'm sure they said... Well, I saw it in the paper that they either have announced or they've intimated or set to announce that it's another 3 weeks. So they're just going to keep doing it by 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree with that.
For 4 years.
The longest 3 weeks of my life.
If they'd have said at the start it's going to be 2 months, I probably wouldn't be here. I'd just be in a ditch.
Where would you be?
Yeah.
Outside the house.
Wow. That's not allowed.
But instead I am here and I'm drinking a tropical fruit flavoured IPA.
Oh, that looks nice.
And myself, a Bohemian Pilsner Lager.
It's not a beer unless it goes down your legs. That's what my uncle says.
Delicious and hoppy.
His bar's been closed before the corona incident. As I dried the settee with my sock. Let's go to the guys and say, what have you been up to for the past week? Bank holiday, Easter. Did you do anything special, Dave?
No. I got a load of Easter. My mum sent me some Easter eggs up, so we done a little our own Easter egg hunt, which is nice.
Oh yeah,
Just hid. I hid all my Easter eggs in my room, and I was like, where are they?
So when you say we,
I meant me. Yeah,
you hid all your Easter eggs.
I made everyone in the house watch as I find them as well, and then eat them.
Did you find them all, Dave?
I didn't. I'm still looking now. It's around there somewhere.
Guys, if you could look at Dave's room now and just see if you can spot them, that'd be great. Thank you. That's our first.
I'm the Matt.
What's your favourite Easter egg?
It's got to be rather a caramel one, because then you get the caramel chocolates with it, or a flake, because it can't go wrong with a flake.
You can, Dave. It's all messy.
Unless you've got a bowl. or them baby things. You ever seen them
things,
right?
A plastic bib to catch
them. But then they've got the cup things, there, and then it falls in, and then you can just scoop it out afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't have one of them, Dave.
I do.
Max, you told me about you. You had a great time with the 75p eggs.
Oh, yeah.
How many did you get?
Got two of them. The great thing about Easter being over finally is that all of the Easter eggs are now reduced. Yeah. So an Easter egg that 2 days ago would have been £8. You're looking at £2.50. So
that's a sweet treat,
isn't it?
To be fair, the Easter egg that you bought for a tenner a couple of days ago, I've just seen for like £2 now.
Good. Sorry, the spirit of Easter. You know, Jesus wanted me to buy that and pay an extortionate fee.
Exactly.
He was a capitalist.
The church.
Yeah.
Jesus died to fill Tesco's pockets.
Page 85, John.
These aren't the only profits that are going to rise.
Oh, that's nice. That's clever.
Thank you.
We're not going to top that, are we? Tom, what have you been up to this week or last week?
I don't know, Stephen. Every day is the same now. I wake up.
Good.
I play FIFA. Maybe go for a run. That's it.
You've been working out a lot in the hall.
I have been working out in the hall. Yeah, you need to have some kind of focus. I do anticipate this being on for a while, as you say.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite testing if it's going to be a longer period of time. So I'm going to try and get in shape. So at least
finally.
It wasn't all for nothing. Yeah, finally, Max. I know you've been on my case for years.
Yeah. I didn't want to say nothing.
have some of Max's protein eggs. They have a trick.
What about you, Steve? What have you been up to?
Not much, really. I should be working, but I'm so unmotivated at the moment.
Likewise.
I don't think I've even watched anything good. I've watched a lot of Disney movies.
Do you know what? I'm on Disney Plus now. I've been watching The Simpsons.
Yeah. Disney Plus came out at the perfect time.
Let's talk about the future. When do we all predict this will be over? Let's talk dates. And I don't mean the sweet fruit.
What's your prediction, Max?
Hopefully it never ends. Hopefully this is it, you know, for now.
This is life now.
Yeah. We all become hermits.
Max, if...
cave dwellers.
If you were... you know, in quarantine for the rest of your life with your girlfriend, would you propose? Would you get married in your room?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
I mean, if we're going to be living together, for, you know, it'd be nice to get some sweet tax benefits.
Yeah.
So,
and obviously, me and you are registered ministers.
Yeah,
so we can help each other out there.
The power granted to you by the state of Connecticut.
Yep.
we'll help you officiate this marriage.
Can you two marriage people then?
Yeah.
Can you?
Did it
I
online,
have an online
and,
certificate
a few years ago.
How do you do that then? Do you got to be special words or something? Like, you have to say, I'll put your hand on a Bible or anything?
No, I think you just have to have, it's like just the power of... You just register with you're like a local authority or something. Or,
oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
How fast are you?
Dave, you're yeah. with your girlfriend at the moment.
I am. Been quite lonely.
You
wanted
to send her up in a box. Did you? are you missing her?
I am, very much so, to be fair. It's been a while. We're up Manchester. She's down in Kent. We don't see each other as it is. And we was meant to see each other, and then this thing happened. So, but it's a... It's bloody, it's frustrating, frustrating.
At least you've got those memories of Northampton.
Yeah.
No one can take them away.
No one take them away, exactly. I've got them for the rest of my life. So, I've got a photo of her face, put it on my pillow, so it's all right.
Oh, that's lovely. There's an egg underneath it. Dave, the question on everyone's mind is, do you shag that pillow?
No. Don't know what you mean.
The camera's on.
Dave, what date are you predicting for us to be free?
I honestly think November. I reckon we're going to be free by September, maybe, and it's all going to be gone by November.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's going to be a long time.
Well, from what I've read and... I think sounds like they're going to relax it because they're managing the flow of how many people get it at once. So it's going to probably be relaxed in maybe a month and a half's time, kind of go back to normal, but then it's going to come again and we'll probably go into lockdown measures later in the year, September, October, November. So I don't know. I think 2020 is going to be a bit of a write-off in terms of being completely normal.
Yeah, it is. Thanks to my White Haze IPA.
I'm going to turn 30 in quarantine, so that'll be fun.
No,
maybe
you won't make it to 30.
No.
This does affect the elderly more, Tom, so stay safe. What about yourself, Stephen?
I reckon we'll be at the younger people will be out in a month. Older people, like the OAPs, will still be kept in for a while longer.
Yeah, I'd hate to be them.
Yeah, I reckon we'll be out in a month, and at the latest June.
Yeah,
I think things will be back open again in June, early June.
Have you heard about all these mental house parties that have been going on in Manchester? Shut down 500 or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. Just in Manchester alone as well.
Well, Greater Manchester, so Wigan. Was
well,
involved.
Yeah, true.
Wigan. Makes sense.
All over the place.
There's your problem.
I mean, you'll catch things at the best of times in a Wigan house party. Never mind when there's.
Usually it's sexually transmitted, but this one.
we hinted it, and Dave just opens the door.
Dr. Dave, then.
I didn't get the joke.
Dave, have you had any house parties? Just with your roommate?
No, we did actually. We done a pub crawl around the house, but we named each room. So we even drunk in the toilets. I was like, "Oh, get it down, yeah." Wow. Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Bleach, Dave.
What was your room during the bar crawl, Dave?
Mine was a sports bar. I put a FIFA game on and simulated a FIFA game. We was going mental. It's
what about James Ormerod? What was his room?
His room. It was just the poker room. He had the poker in his room. But we got his room was the last one. So when we got really tired, he was really up for playing poker, and I was fucked. So I couldn't be arsed, so I went to bed. He was well annoyed.
I bet he had drunk the whole night. Saving it.
Like, oh, should we play now? Well, I'm off the bed. I suggest everyone else go as well. The less friends he has.
The only person that's in the room was me with a bag of Monster Munch.
let's move on to the future. Hopeful times, you know. It's not, it's going to be terrible, probably. I've got a list of things I think we can all discuss. What's going to happen in the future? Start off with the royal family.
Okay.
Max, you're the royalist amongst us.
Oh, yeah, you know me, love them royals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all sort of coming apart at the moment. Is it Harry or William or... one of the kids.
You're the royalist of the group.
One of them.
Harry's left.
Yeah, sure. He's fucked off to Canada with his with his wife. Andrew, he's probably fucked off to prison for being. I mean, they're all going to die soon. The older ones, I'd assume.
So do you think in the future, like 20 years down the line or 30 years, do you think the royal family will
I do actually think they'll always be there.
Oh, same. Definitely.
I don't think... We've
had the Queen for so long, and I think there is... Well, there have been talk of like possibly a referendum on whether to carry on funding the royal family in the way that we do now, which might come about when the Queen passes away. I think Charles is really as popular.
Is when she dies, they're obviously going to have to change all the coins to Prince Charles.
Yeah, which is going to be a pain.
He's
going to
die in about a year anyway. There's going to be all these like ultra, you know, rare sort of Prince Charles pound coins out on the market for like a year, and then when he fucks off, it's going to be. Is it George?
No, it's Harry. William.
It'll be William.
So Dave.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years time, will Queen Elizabeth still be alive? That's the main question.
Probably. That woman could survive a nuclear explosion. Like, she's like, what's them bugs things? What are them bugs?
You know, cockroaches.
Cockroaches. She's like one of them, but a nice lady. Imagine a nice cockroach.
You're
even speaking to David Icke.
You're just on the chopping block there, David, too, man. She's a nice lady.
See, I love the Queen, mate. I love her. I love her, all of them. I think they're brilliant. But he's mistaken. No, he's a knob. But apart from him, they're all right, I think. I reckon there will be a royal family just because the amount of money it brings in for England. Does it bring money in for England?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do they? Do they?
I think. I think people would still, you know, would still look after all the the palaces and everything, and people would still want to come and visit.
Yeah.
Still, I reckon
it's the history. That's
yeah. I've said this.
King Brooklyn Beckham. That's what I want to say. I once met Prince Charles in Wales. And
what's he like?
I say met, you know, he walked past.
Well, don't lie. I'm joking.
Yeah, it was a flimsy connection.
Yeah.
I reckon they'll still be there. But I don't reckon Prince Charles will get a go on the throne.
You don't think, no.
Nah. I reckon he'll just pass.
Even if it's 10 minutes,
down.
He's been waiting for it. I think I think he'll hold out.
He's quite funny, Charles. Have you seen the video of him where he's meeting everyone during the coronavirus and he's not allowed to shake their hands? Keeps putting his hand out and he goes afterwards. Brilliant.
That sounds like an irresponsible role.
Yeah.
He's killed millions, Dave.
That'd be great if we look at that.
Yeah. That's my opening.
If he's the Prince of Wales, is he?
Yeah.
Then who's the Prince of Scotland?
Good question.
A mysterious second brother that we don't know about.
Duncan Bannatyne.
And the Queen is still ruler of Great Britain, so I think she'd still be Scotland.
I don't know, there's
a title for Prince of...
Is it Duchess of Edinburgh, or saying that, Duke of Edinburgh, saying along those lines?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Technology. I've got some outrageous things for us to discuss with technology. So first of all, there's robots, Xenobots. That they've been working on. And get a load of this.
Cool.
These are tiny hybrid robots made using stem cells from frog embryos that could one day be used to swim around human bodies to specific areas requiring medicine or to gather microplastic in the oceans. They're neither a traditional robot nor a known species of animal. It's a new class of artifact, a living programmable organism. That sounds fucking terrifying.
It does, but sick as what? So what they're saying is they can swim around in your body and fix something wrong with you.
Target.
It's like the magic bus.
Have you ever seen Osmosis Jones? Reminds me of that.
Oh, yeah. I watched
that
in biology.
Yeah. Reminds me. You know where he's got to go down? There's the tablet. That'd be quite cool actually. I'd like them little robots inside. Do you reckon they'd be able to change? Like if you had loads in your belly. Could make him a racker out of it, just shake your belly up and down.
That's what I want to know, Dave.
That's what I want to know.
I did look at that when I was putting together this week's Tom Looney. The downside is that by that time we'll have the ability to kind of like transmit thoughts. And that these little nanobots could be transmitting our thoughts to a kind of data mining cloud.
Zuckerberg
mind cloud. Mental.
Insane.
How many years are they talking
forward
about?
Forward to that.
Is this within the next 30 years? Or is it?
Some of it is. A lot of this technology is kind of already being worked on.
We'll be alive?
I think a lot of it is, a lot of this technology will be in our lifetime because it tends to speed up. Like in 10 years, you know, it'll be a very different world.
Well, my biggest thing I hate is
when we locked indoors.
Is when people.
Three more weeks, sorry.
Is when people rob my jokes. And if someone could my thoughts, then that crafty scientist is going to have a really bang average YouTube channel.
Do you worry that your job might be replaced by a robot? Do you think a robot could do what you do?
Well, I've been told my acting's robotic as it is. Thank you. Let's move on to comedy. there was no link between my videos and this. So why I've put this in is because I feel like over the past 5 years, there's been a shift where, especially on social media, people just get offended very easily. It's become harder to make jokes. It seems like you're either really offensive or you're playing it safe. There's no in between. You used to be able to, you know, do a bit of both. But on Twitter, people are just getting, you know, cancelled left, right and centre.
I hope it's a phase.
I think comedy's what's gone downhill since that, I think, personally.
Yeah.
As a student of comedy, comedians are scared of what they can and can't say.
Are you scared?
Now. I am. I'm very.
I don't know. I think that there is this this problem online, and I think it is linked to jealousy and people seeing lives and other things that they want and or whatever. But everyone, not just comedy, everyone's always trying to tear people down and, you know, shut other people down. And I don't know. With comedy, if you... I don't know if it's, you know, people that aren't very funny, maybe. We'll get this guy cancelled. I don't know. Maybe it's...
Well, I think...
On Twitter, it is mad, like, how much of that sort of stuff goes on. Like, you see somebody make a comment that, like, it's more racist to say... That's a racist comment than the actual comment in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like certain things like that, that always makes me laugh. But yeah, it's just crazy.
My argument to it is, if you don't like it,
cancelled.
Well, it's the lack of context online as well, isn't it? Because, you know, something takes place in a conversation, you know, or a podcast or a comedy show where there's a shared context. And, you know, you really can say anything if... You know, if it's appropriate in that moment, you take it out of that moment, it might not be appropriate, but it gets blown up online and people, you know, it happened with someone.
I'll tell you what I do like, though.
Recent comedy thing.
Hold on,
with one of our tutors that did something during a comedy show at the comedy store.
Oh, yeah.
And then it later got this person shared it online, and then a massive Twitter storm followed, just from this stupid little joke he made. And he was having to apologise, and I think Jimmy Carr made a comment. Kevin Ricky Bridges. Gervais. Yeah.
Everyone's very quick to jump on a bandwagon and say, oh, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. But then when you see the other side, people don't often recover from the first initial attack. Like in that case, the person from our course did. He was fine. But people often have to carry that stigma of the first thought where, oh, he's sexist, he's racist, whatever. So it's tricky. The good thing about what we do is that we don't take ourselves seriously enough to the point where we can get cancelled.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Human.
The only saving grace to my point is, you know, we can see you now. You know, you're being filmed.
I think as well, playing ridiculous versions of yourselves, you know, these stupid characters where... You can kind of get away with stuff because it's the character and not necessarily you.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little bit of, you know, layering it should, but again, you know, that should help. But the problem is, you know, if you were to say something as a character where you were presenting it as, well, this is obviously ridiculous, someone could take that out of context, and before you know it, you might have to, you know, be asked to apologise for saying something.
But then when I give them the context, they're going to be in stitches. They're going to be creased AF, as I like to say.
It's like, what's it, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All them characters are just horrible, horribly bad. That when they do make a racist remark or a sexist... when they do make a remark...
Well, I think Danny DeVito's done, like, blackface on that show.
Yeah, he has. They sing a whole song about wanting to say the N-word, but it's where they're taking a mick out of themselves, they're taking a piss out of them type of people, they get away with it.
I'm just glad four white men on the podcast can sort of go through these issues and sort it out once and for all.
Putting the world to rights. Let's have a quick break as we turn to our first ever sponsor.
Yay! We've made it.
Beer 52. Look at that.
Yeah.
How does 8 craft beers for the price of a London pint sound?
What?
All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen. And for just £5, you'll get your first case of 8 globally sourced, fresh as can be, craft beers delivered right to your doorstep. Which is perfect for these times when you can't go out for a drink. They bring the pub to you.
And even if you could, you know, these are not the kind of beers you would get in the supermarket. I've not seen any of these before.
I haven't either.
And really, looked, really interesting stuff.
Ran into Tesco the other day screaming for Milky Stout. They turned me away at the door.
Probably because you were screaming. Or, of course, most supermarkets have a queue these days, mate. You need to get in line and then start your screams. Build up the volume as you go through. So, the question here, what does a fiver get you nowadays? Max, what does it get you nowadays?
Oh, what, 1 pint?
What else?
Or 6 chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
That's true enough. Well, for the price of one measly pint in London, you can be sipping 8 totally different craft beers sourced and curated by the good folks at Beer 52.
Wow.
They'll drop it right to your door, so you don't even need to leave the house. If you're looking to stock up on beer, now's your chance. What I love about this is each month they send you a case of craft beer from a different part of the country. A different bit of the world, actually. Recent themes have included the Alps, New Zealand, famous for wines. But also craft beers. The USA.
Yeah, ooh, that's another country.
Ireland, of course. Is Germany, it? Why not? But look at this, Korea. They don't state whether it's north or south. Maybe it's the whole place. Maybe they've united over the taste of craft beer.
Thank you, Beer 52. You did what Donald Trump could never do.
There's something falling from the sky from Kim Jong-un. What is it? It's a white haze IPA. Thank you. Thank you, Kim. And if you do change your mind about, you know, getting these deliveries of Beer 52, you can pause or cancel the amount any time you like. That's good.
That's really reasonable. Good. Yeah.
And so all you have to do is go to www.beer52, that's the numbers 52, .com/Stephen to get your first case of 8 beers for £5. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen. And Stephen's spelled with a PH, guys. All right?
Yeah.
There'll be a link in the description. So, Max, now it's time to put it to the max. How does it taste?
Right, so I've cracked it open. I've let it breathe for a bit. I'm ready to try my first sip of Milky Stout. Galway Lovely. Bay, buried at sea.
Nice.
Oh, God.
First taste I'm getting. Very heavy, very hard on the milk. And that's stout.
Wait a minute.
That's beautiful. I could picture me having that with a lovely bowl of cornflakes in the morning. Probably about 5 of them.
Max, could we maybe have some positive comments about the drink?
It leaves a refreshing taste on the lips and the tongue.
On the lips?
Beautiful.
It's one more taste. I shouldn't have keyed that.
Max, can we get a rating out of 10, please?
Out of 10, that's a solid 8.5.
Oh, that's a beautiful score.
Nice.
That's a first at university.
What about yourself?
I'd give this a 9 because, you know what, I'm not the biggest beer drinker, but when it's a tropical flavour, Daddy likes. It's what Max Smith's dad.
Yeah, and the stout's good as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. So there we have it. Thank you to Beer 52. Now let's hop back to the world of the future.
Hey.
I didn't even mean that. That's crazy.
What a segue.
So, travel. Travelling in the future.
Will we ever be able to travel again?
Teleportation.
A shout.
I reckon we might be able to, down the line.
How many years are you talking?
I reckon about 75.
And would it cost a lot, Dave?
Probably. You probably have to use... the way I'm thinking of it is like rent. So every time you use it, you have to pay. Although that's like everything you use, I suppose. So,
enjoy your free trial. Teleport to the other side of the world. But if you want to get back,
there's only one thing you can do.
You ever go to Tesco and just rent some eggs and milk?
Maybe what I meant, like, it was like a ticket. So like a train, you have to buy it, you have to use it. You have to put your ticket. You write down where you want to go, and it. Like braids and shit, you know, deaf people, blind people.
So you write down where you want to go.
Yeah. And then there's braids.
There's crazy technology and you're writing down where you want to go.
Yeah. Or typing it in, depending what one you've got. It might be the Mark II, so you might have to write notes down. Don't know.
Yeah.
And would there be a first class, Dave?
A first class?
Yeah, probably.
Would you teleport horizontally, you know, lying down?
You would, I don't know, would it? You know, like in a train, you know, where the luxury bit, the first class, they just put the tissue down.
Oh, lovely, yeah. So,
you get one of them. When you put your ticket in, a tissue comes out, cushy.
Perfect.
That's your first class ticket, that.
I don't know where.
And then when you arrive, I reckon it's just quicker, first class. I reckon you don't have to do none of that fannying about.
Like instantaneous.
Yeah. I mean, so if I pay economy rate, it's going to take me a week.
It's going to take you 2 seconds.
it's like Uber Pool. Yeah. You have to, Colin's going first. He's going off to World War II in Germany. Is that different? Is that, that's time travel?
That's time travel, yeah. at least it's not me.
Dave, where would you teleport to if you got the chance?
If I could teleport anywhere, a bank vault. But
how would you get
getting in? Same. Oh shit! Are you only allowed to go there once? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, Dave.
Right, you're not allowed to get back. All right, okay, right. Can I change mine?
Nope.
I would have said in on top of the pyramid.
What pyramid?
Straight away.
The old co-op pyramid in Stockport.
The pyramid of Giza. Imagine just walking around, right, the pyramid, and then suddenly you hear a flash and then someone's on top. Everyone's like, what the fuck is
this? And
then
there's Dave with a tissue.
Flapping it about like that.
Frantically waving it. I've made a terrible
mistake. First class.
So we've got Elon Musk is working on a train that goes 760 miles per hour.
Yep, so, maybe so.
His idea is to get across country in America in 30 minutes, which to me is just mental.
Speed? I don't understand speed. Like the miles per hour.
760 miles per hour is very quick.
Well, what did Concorde used to be able to do? Because that was, you know, we're going into the past there for a jet that got to America from London much faster than we travel now. Technology's there.
No concept of what you're on about, Tom.
Was it like an hour?
I don't know.
Why did they stop using them?
Because they're too dangerous, weren't they?
I don't know. I think it was more the expense of it because they were phasing it out before it had that crash in Paris.
Is it the one with the bent nose where it's like that?
Yeah,
I thought so.
You think one with a straighter nose would go faster?
That's what I would have thought, because like the aerodynamics. Because when people were skiing, they put their head forward, didn't they? I suppose
they do. Yeah, they sort of bend over.
Exactly.
So, I've got war.
Yeah.
Will there be a third world war in our lifetime?
Yeah.
If there is going to be one, it'll be a nuclear war, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right. I reckon the third war will be the last.
Well, for us.
Yeah, for us. Yeah.
who's going to start it? Who would you say the two countries to?
Definitely America.
Me versus
Max
America,
and the
baby.
United States of America.
I'm full of milk stout, and I'm ready for a fight.
America and one of the stands.
Yeah. One of the stands.
Yeah, like Afghanistan, Pakistan.
Stanley.
Stanley Kubrick.
So I reckon Russia might.
Russia
might piss someone off.
Yeah.
Korea's going to join in.
Well, they'll be welcomed with their lovely, refreshing beers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more kind of Karl Marx, you know, the people rising up.
Wow,
that against the world establishment.
Yeah.
You know, cross border shit.
Jeff Bezos against the poor of the world.
Yeah.
I think Jeff might win. I feel like he's going to try and make himself into Iron Man. Yeah, sort of.
He's paying $1 billion a year on immortality. Like, he's got a company that are trying to work out how to make him immortal. He's spent $1 billion a year on that,
Because that's to us, it's impossible to be immortal. I'd love to work for that company.
Yeah.
I've been working, Jeff. I've been crunching the numbers.
I've got my pen. I've got my paper.
I'm going to need another 100 million, but I'm getting there, Jeff. I think it's coming.
Checking the scientists are laughing to themselves. Yeah, that'll be $1 billion, Jeff. Get a load of this guy. Immortality.
We're getting Amazon Prime for free. This
channel. Well, I think maybe the idea would probably, I can't imagine you'd make one person immortal, but, you know, being able to take someone's cryogenically frozen brain and create like a human robot hybrid, you know, might be something that they're working towards.
And I guarantee if Jeff Bezos could do that, he would only let himself be able to do it and not let anyone else get near it.
Yeah.
Like, if he had a son who was dying, he'd be like, I'm sorry.
It's just me. How much do you reckon immortality would cost?
Oof.
Could you put a price on immortality?
You're looking more than the price of teleporting to Giza.
Yeah.
Or 6G.
Tissue and all.
Yeah. Tissue and all.
Immortality, that'd be billions.
Would you want to be an immortalist?
I'd hate to be immortalist.
You know, I'd take a bit of a longer life, maybe, but the idea that I could never die and, you know, everything around me is just turning to shit.
Yeah, I have a feeling it would be like...
What if humans die out and I'm just on my own?
Just loony.
Sat around with a bunch of lions. Like,
just dancing around the pyramids.
With your tissue.
Right. I've got films written down because I've got a rogue shout that... I don't know what film I was watching, but I thought... I don't know, it was 101 Dalmatians. And I thought... In the next 50 years, I think an animal's going to win the best actor. when you watch 101 Dalmatians, the live action, and you see the emotion in that Dalmatian's face as its puppies have all gone missing, I was taken aback. I thought, I could see a ferret picking up one of those awards.
Well, again, you know, obviously there's so much crossover with Tom Looney today. You know, it just seems everything seems to be coming up.
But, place.
Something else that I looked at was... some expert from somewhere basically said that in a few years' time, you'd be looking at most actors, bar the A-listers that we currently have, will probably be done entirely by CGI because it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who are producers going to feel up?
Sexy little.
Oh, one of the cameras juicing out.
They did it in one of the latest Star Wars films. They got the guy that played Grand Moff Tarkin died years ago.
Oh, Bradley Walsh.
Sure, and they they had him in the film using CGI, which is quite weird.
They did that with. Go on, sorry. Was
it? Is that what you were gonna say? No,
Martin Luther King.
No.
He was in Star Wars. Yes,
they did a concert with Tupac as a hologram.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
He had more stage presence than most acts, I'll tell you that.
Was he lip singing? I hate it when they lip sing. Dead or not? Dead or
not? I think, I don't know how they did that. I think they had a video of him from a former performance, but as a hologram.
Oh,
so that was interesting. What were you going to say, Dave?
But that's what they did with the, you know, remember you saying the CGI? You remember that bloke who died in the car crash? The actor, what's his name? Paul Walker. That's the
Paul
one.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They CGI'd his face at the end of one of the films he done, didn't they?
Oh right.
Yeah. Oh, Fast and Furious as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little bit of knowledge for you there.
Thank you. So, do we have any rogue predictions for... Well, should we just put TV, films, entertainment? How's that going to change? Is TV still going to be a thing in 20 years? Or is it all going to be Netflix? Amazon?
The recent Black Mirror, where you kind of choose where the episode goes. You know, obviously... That's quite...
Bandersnatch, was that it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very interactive, isn't it? So it could just be the start.
Yeah.
Could just... I've always wanted it.
I'll say no more.
Tom's working on an interactive of Tom Looney. No matter which path you take, it's crazy.
My idea of telly in the future is you get a table, like a glass table thing. You know in Star Wars where the light comes up and the holograms are like there? Yeah. I reckon that's going to be telly. We're not going to have TVs anymore. We're going to have holograms. And the holograms are going to run around.
Experience.
Oh, mate, that'd be bloody amazing. I'd love that. I want that now, actually.
Let's introduce Tom Looney.
Let's do it.
Okay, so
this
week...
He's had a can. He's made a plan. It's Tom Looney.
I've just been having a look at what experts, some of the outlandish things that they're predicting are going to happen. Some of them years and years and years down the line when we're all likely to be dead, but some of them not so far away, as early as the next 10 years. So here's one. You'll be able to communicate with dead relatives via virtual reality.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's hard enough avoiding them at the moment.
How are they going to go about that then? What are they going to do for that?
Well, I guess it's basically using AI. You'll be able to...
But white noise.
Does that mean that... no one will get away with murder.
Well, that's a bit like Minority Report, isn't it?
That to me just sounds like they're just going to scan your face, say, oh, he likes biscuits and going out to clubs. So then when you
talk to them... What shit did the
biscuits? He liked biscuits. I never realised he liked them this much. It's all he seems to talk about.
And it would just be you talking to a computer. You won't actually be talking to it. Like, they're not going to bring back the dead.
You're telling me I'm getting catfished by my granddad? You tried the joke on a penguin bar.
So here's one. Well, we've kind of already seen this in a film. Dinosaur zoos. Apparently, they already have enough soft tissue samples from like frozen creatures like woolly mammoths and stuff that they can already feasibly look to bring these back. I guess if the
there's already is whether five it's ethical. Films. Yeah. There's already five films telling us not to do that. So my vote would, stick with the knowledge of the film.
Just throw a carpet on an elephant, you've sorted.
So here's one. A chicken.
Fuck. Well, this is one that I think is... looking at within the next few years, that cars that you drive yourself will completely go out of fashion. They'll be considered unsafe. So by the time 2030 comes about, most of it will be self-driving, and driving cars will be the kind of hand-me-downs that we don't really have here.
Only the poor people drive,
can't they?
Yeah, poorer countries will be driving them.
I can't wait to see Jeremy Clarkson when that happens. He's going to be sat in the passenger seat of a Ferrari.
In the world,
there's going to be some sort of retro kid driving a driving a car properly. Like, I was born in the wrong generation.
How do you reckon speeding would work with them? Do you reckon they could speed? Or
it would all? I'd assume it would all be in one like a big computer system.
Yeah.
No
wheels
Wally?
Or anything. You're just kind of floating through a tube.
You know Wally?
Yeah. No, I was
you know the fat
the
people
thing.
On the... That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, look like that.
Will they be like above the ground then?
I think so.
But then who's going to be the first person to be crushed by, an Uber carrying Mac Smith? That's the question.
Hopefully, Mick.
Well, it's already happened, hasn't it? that's already happened. Didn't a self-driving Uber already kill someone, I think, in America?
There's a system that they're putting, that like a philosophical question for these sort of self-driving cars.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to implant it into self-driving cars, which is basically, if it's driving down the road and there's two people in front of it, and it has to swerve, and it would have to kill one of them. Like, it would have to assign a number to, like, how valuable that person's life is.
Yeah.
And it would have to kill the person at the least value of life. Which That's is, like, a proper sense. Thing that they're working.
Do you have one more?
Yes, please.
Let's have a look. What have we got?
Proper loony.
This one. Well, this one's interesting because this is apparently predicted to be available by the early 2030s. Interplanetary internet available with the first Martian colonies. Expected within 15 years.
So if there's anything out there, we'll be able to.
Well, already they expect to have settlements on Mars, and we'll share an internet with them.
That'd be sick.
Would you go to Mars, Dave?
Yeah, definitely. I'd go just to say I've been, then fuck off again.
Yeah,
I don't want to live there.
Yeah.
Once you're there, you have to. They did this whole thing where they've got a load of astronauts that are going to do it,
yeah.
And they've had to sign documents saying like once they've gone to Mars, they can never come back.
How gutted would they be if that spaceship blew up on the way to Mars?
That'd be so gutted.
Pretty good.
they'd be dead, Dave.
How annoying would that be?
They'd be gutted, all right? They'd be floating in between the...
They'd be gutted.
Then dead. I am fucking fuming.
It's them when you contact them in the afterlife and they just go on about, you know, jammy donkey. Now, speaking of the future, in many years to come, will IMAX be any good? This is the question.
I hope so. Wow. I'm the biggest champion.
Max, what have you got for it this week?
So, obviously, with the whole quarantine situation, IMAX has hit a bit of a roadblock because, as you guys know, I love to review only the freshest and newest movies.
Yeah.
That's true. That's out at the cinemas at the moment. And the cinemas are shut, so...
What was the issue with it prior to quarantine?
Hush your lips, Looney Cooney. I've had to go through the banks of footage and stuff that I've got at home, and I remembered a short while ago in the year 2009, me and a dear friend of mine, Thomas Cooney, got an invite to the set of Terminator Salvation.
Wow!
A movie set in the future.
And so you remembered this in 2009?
No, I remember it happened in 2009.
Right, okay.
I remembered it in the year 2020.
Yeah, just remembered it, right.
so I thought this would be just, you know, a little bit of fun, you know, a little bit of a change. But this is just some of the audio recording for that I took from our time there.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Look at us. Two fat cats in a big city of Hollywood. Helping our good friend, critically acclaimed director McGee, film Terminator Salvation. Imagine what our lives would be like if we never met him.
It could be so different.
Too true. Oh, look, it's our good friend Christian Bale. Say hello.
Hiya!
Tom.
Hey, Christian. Can me and Tom help you with anything?
Can I have Tom put this on, please?
No, mate.
Jesus! I'm so sorry, Christian. I didn't think Tom was like this.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second.
Tom, please just help him put it on.
No, mate.
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass, Tom. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
Tom, why wouldn't you just put it on him?
Yeah, and people pay a lot of money for this stuff.
Why? Why would you wear something like this?
Just in the middle of, like, Market Street in Manchester.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Christian, please don't have a go at Tom. He's got a lot on his plate.
So many jobs.
You don't fucking understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is. Tom.
For God's sake, Tom. Have you never worked in the movie business?
I did for a few months.
Shut the fuck up!
No, mate.
And I'm telling you. I'm not asking, I'm telling you, Tom.
This is a big risk.
You are trashing my scene! You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired. Tom.
For God's sake, Tom, stop it.
What don't you fucking understand, Tom? I want you off the fucking set, you prick! Tom, what don't you get about it, Tom? Give me a fucking answer, Tom!
No, mate.
Stay off the fucking set, man. For fuck's sake. Tom, seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally. Fucking ass.
Yeah, forget that guy, Christian. What do you think about me?
You're a nice guy!
Hey, what words would you use to describe me, Tom?
Popular and fun.
Oh, teehee. That's so cute. Thank you.
Wow.
Very good. Very good.
That must have been a. That must have been tough for Tom to relive.
Yeah,
a traumatic experience there.
And the voice in my head there was played by Max, I think.
It's amazing. Christian Bale, I didn't have him as one of those people who just constantly reuses your name to make sure you're listening. But,
Yeah. I always thought he was Welsh, not American.
Yeah, he's Welsh,
but he's, you know, he's got one of those transatlantic ones.
One of them.
He was so in
that's,
character as
that's
well.
That's amazing. Yeah, thank you for that that exclusive there.
Just a little blast from the past, you know.
Max, do you
still
speak to Christian?
Because he took a liking to you, didn't he?
He was a big fan of me. He's a big fan of IMAX as well.
Is he?
Always constantly messaging me. It's nice to have one fan. but, you know, it's after what he said to Tom, I couldn't stay friends with him, you know.
But he still.
But you've kept in touch with him. And, like, and it's nice to have him as a fan.
We're more like frenemies than anything else.
Well, thank you very much for that, Max.
Norris.
Well done. Now for our next segment, which is Stephen Lies. Someone's clapping. Of course, we can't lie about the future. Only prime ministers do that. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Sorry, I just saw something.
Yeah, was it a mirror? We have fun. So, what I'm going to do is tell you something from a past, Dave, okay? Much the opposite of the theme today, but we'll roll with it. As will Tom and Max. So, I think we've got one lie this week, two truths.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Max first. Take it away.
When I was 7 years old, my mother got me a fortune cookie that told me I would die in an aeroplane crash.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go next.
When I was 4 years old, I shat myself twice in 5 minutes.
Okay.
During the second year of university, on a night out, I had to leave a night out early and take a distraught Max Smith home, who'd realised that he wasn't going to be able to play the new Batman game until after Christmas when he got his student loan.
Oh, that's the most believable one you've ever said, Tom. Okay, alright then, Max. Okay, so you were 7, you say.
7 years old, yeah.
7 years old.
So we used to go to a sort of a takeaway around the corner, but you could also eat in. They would do like these sort of crazy fortune cookies, and obviously my mum picked the wrong one. She was meant to give it to somebody else. Just told me that I would die horrifically in a plane crash, which I think is where a lot of these sort of
cookies. Who was she meant to give that to?
A worst nemesis.
Close. My dad was going on holiday. Wow. I've got a tight-knit family, thank you very much. It was my uncle. He was going on holiday the next week.
Right. What, and your mum and your uncle don't get on? Or is it just one of those people?
Like a house on fire.
Oh, yeah. Or a plane going down. okay. And was you scared of planes after that at all? Was you?
Yeah, I haven't been on holiday since.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So it petrified you. Do you believe in all that superstition shit?
I do. I'm one of those weirdos that can't stand on the three.
I do that, to be fair, on drains. I miss out the third drain. I'm not superstitious, it's just that one. Okay, all right then, Max. Steve, let's go back to you. You shit yourself twice in, what, 5 minutes? Mate, what were the reasonings?
Rookie numbers.
I was 4 years old, and I just shat myself. And then, you know, told my
just another dad, one comes up.
And he cleaned me up, I was all clean and tidy, and then I was thinking about being, you know, clean and, you know, with a fresh body, that I was jumping up and down on my bed. And probably was unwell, and that shook things about my body. And
probably.
Again. And so it was.
I hate it when that happens. Do you remember it well? Or was it one of those memories that you got told by your dad or your mum or something like that?
No, I remember telling my dad that I'd shat myself in the first place. And then I think I vaguely remember saying it again 5 minutes later. it's an emotion that you don't really understand at a young age, but now if it happened, I'd be like, oh, you really are pathetic. I was celebrating, you know, cleaning myself to shit my pants. I was jumping up and down on the bed like Liverpool in the Champions League, and then, of course,
shit come out more. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Okay, then. So,
did Dad just clean you straight up, or was he kind of like
annoyed after this one?
Yeah, got some names.
I was only four. Okay. So let's go.
Yep.
So you had to take Max home because he was upset that he couldn't play Batman until after Christmas.
Yeah. It was. I think it was. I can't remember, was it first or second year, but either it was just before Christmas, and Max was having financial trouble. And we were actually stood in the smoking area outside Fifth Ave, and Max got talking about the new Batman game. And I think in that moment it hit him that he wasn't going to be able to afford it until the loan came through in kind of January or something. And he was very upset and started crying. We went back inside, and obviously I didn't think anything of it, and then I realised he wasn't there, and I'd seen him off to the side just sobbing to himself. In the end, I think he had a bit to drink, so I had to take him home, and because he was completely inconsolable.
The thing about me is that, you know, the spirit of Christmas, it's so sort of ingrained into me. You know?
It does.
And nothing since Christmas. Like,
I think at one point, you know, because, you know, like he was so upset that, like, you know, when you're a kid and you can't breathe, and he was like, I want to play Batman now. I've got to get him out of here.
I can imagine him just rocking in a corner crying in the club. Okay then. Well, this one's a pretty easy one, I think. I'm going to say, Steve and Tom's, yours are true and Max is a lie.
Well, only one was true.
I'm going to say Tom's is true.
Wow.
Wait, is yours true?
Yeah.
What? Yours is true?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I thought... Are you lying?
Yeah, I'm lying.
Oh, right. Mine's true.
Oh, no!
That was a lie!
What?
That sounds like totally something I would do.
It does.
Yours was awful. You've been on a plane again since the age of seven. We did a podcast about holidays where you took that in sixth form going to America.
And then we're going to, that's what made me go, like, that was not true. Then. Yeah.
They all got a flight. I canoed my way there.
That was a cruise.
You don't know what the contents of a Chinese fortune cookie is going to be, do you?
I did say they were novelty ones.
Yeah,
I'm cool.
I'm full of milky stout. And I'm
to be fair, Max, I also gave no thought and just panicked and went with something.
Let's move on to Max. You know what? For ruining that Stephen lie, I would like you to just fuck off, to be honest.
Fine. Don't want to be here anyway.
Good. Get out. Think about what you've done, yeah. Whilst Max is gone, and potentially somebody else arrives, let's talk about The Simpsons.
Yeah.
They've got a prolific track record for predicting things. Dave, are you aware of this?
Yes, I am, yeah. Yeah. They predicted that Kobe Bryant would crash in a helicopter. Did you hear about that?
Did they?
Well, they predict there was something similar, wasn't there? It was kind of.
But all.
So it wasn't like, you know, Kobe died in a helicopter crash, but it was like, no, there was a helicopter crash, wasn't there? And there was it like insinuated?
Yeah. It hit a hospital. He was in the helicopter and hit the hospital, taking a mic. Yeah. So it blew up. There's like, oh, yeah. That's mad. How they do it?
The one that gets me is that picture of the leaders in Saudi Arabia when I think Trump signed that deal, and they're all like, they were in the Simpsons, like they're around that like crystal ball thing. Have you seen it where it's Trump? I can't remember the image, but then Trump went to Saudi Arabia, and the same image almost
coming out,
almost exactly recreated.
Apparently, you know the one with Donald Trump going down the escalator.
Oh yeah,
you know that one. That supposedly.
That one. That's ridiculous.
That's mad. That one.
The one of Donald Trump. We'll put it on screen.
Yeah,
it's a spitting image. It's like they're trying to recreate it. That's crazy. I think Max is back due to the breathing.
All the bloody Max, Max.
That doesn't sound like Max.
Oh, hang on, boys and girls.
He's talking.
Hello, chickadees. It's only me, Dave. Deja vu?
Hello. The one and only.
Didn't you get me memo about coming on the old body?
No, I didn't. Sorry, Dave, it's great to have you on.
Call me Mr. Dave Javu, please. Don't put some respect on my name. I didn't go through 3 weeks of fortune telling school to be called Dave.
Sorry, Mr. Javu. Mr. Javu.
Hello.
Now, you're not the first sort of fortune teller we've had on this show.
Well, I could have told you that.
And you probably won't be the last.
We had the great Zoe Diak on. She's tremendous.
Spit on her. Spit on her. This fucking Zoe Diak. If you want true fortunes being told, you come to me, Dave Javu. Or should I say Mr. Dave Javu?
Yeah, Mr. Dave Javu. Sorry.
Sir
Dave Javu. You seem to have a problem with Zoe.
Oh, Zoe. She told me, back when I was a 35-year-old boy, that I'd die in a car crash, eh? I go outside and I see her cutting me brakes on me Rolls Royce.
You drive a Rolls Royce?
Was this before your three-week fortune-telling course?
I was married to an oil tycoon from Saudi Arabia.
And we were just talking about Saudi Arabia. It's like it's fresh in your mind.
What? No, man, no.
No. Dave wasn't here for that, were you, Dave? There's no way you could have known.
I don't listen to people without their proper say-so, you know?
Yeah.
Mr. Javu, how old are you?
Oh, I'm only 36.
Right, so you've been a fortune teller for the past year, is that right?
That's true, man, that's true. But in a way, I can always see it coming. Even back when I was a wee nipper, suckling on my mother's teat, I said, hey, Mum, I'm going to be a fortune teller one day.
So you could speak for me?
Well, I was only 34 at the time. So, you know, my life does come at you fast.
It does.
Yeah, 34 years takes a while, though, doesn't it? That's, that's nearly
you could
too
say
much.
It takes 34 years.
Mr. Javu.
Hello, mate.
We're in unprecedented times here.
That's so true. You know, this is the hardest time for a fortune teller to earn any money, man, to earn any crust. I'm going up to people on the street and saying, give me a palm. I want to read your palm, mate. And they spray me with deodorant and they chase me down the street.
Well, it's either that or, and of course, you go off in your Rolls Royce.
Well, I'm still driving it, even though the brakes are cut.
Yeah, it must be hard to earn your crust when you're married to an oil tycoon.
Well, he divorced me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Although you should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
Several times in that marriage.
I'm just amazed at this openly gay Saudi Arabian oil tycoon. But more on that later.
Yeah. Mr. Javu, could you maybe give us a... You keep saying that as if you think it's somebody new speaking to you. Still Stephen. Mr. Jarvu.
Hello. I've got to say, I want to be perfectly clear and honest with you, mate. So, obviously, I knew I was going on the podcast about a week ago. So, I wrote these predictions about a week ago. So, if they've already happened, then, you know, that's no skin off my nose. So, my first predictions for Mr. Cooney.
Go ahead.
Are you ready for this, man? And this is a free prediction, by the way. So, you should be happy, excited for this.
You're getting free publicity, Mr.
Jarvu. No. My prediction is that at the beginning of this podcast, you're going to cut your thumb on a can of beer.
Do you want to put your thumbs up to the camera? No cuts there, Mr. Jarvu.
What?
No. Wait,
you're not.
And you offered this up for free.
I'm glad it is.
You could so easily have monetized this.
Okay.
To be fair, I did draw blood of some sort at the beginning of the show. I think it was from my lip. So you went a million miles away. Benefit of the doubt. Maybe you were just wide on that one.
Yeah.
You know what? The body is so difficult, man. I always get thumbs and lips confused.
Yeah.
So with Stephen, my prediction for you, man, is you're going to be wearing a bucket hat throughout this whole podcast. I did this a week ago.
About a week ago.
my only request is that you don't take it off at any point to prove me wrong.
Mr. Jarvu, to test your knowledge here, this hat I'm wearing is navy blue. But what colour's the other side of it?
Well, I'm looking at my fortune balls.
Yeah.
My crystal ball, and it's saying black.
Oh, that's unfortunate, Mr. Jarvu. It's actually red.
But you, Mr. Jarvu, you are famously colourblind.
Exactly. if you read the Sun newspaper, they did a portfolio on me, and they said that I'm famously colourblind.
Obviously,
everyone reads that paper.
Mr. Jarvu, on to your final prediction from last week.
My prediction is for Dave, the other Dave.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave. Fancy seeing you here.
Really good to meet you, man. Were you named after me? Because I knew your parents.
I was.
I told them they'd be having a name. Mr. and Mrs. Reese.
What were Dave's parents?
Deja Vu was 13 when I was born. I was named after a 13-year-old boy.
one of my famous predictions with that. My prediction for you is by the end of this podcast, you'll find an egg in your bedroom.
Good. I've been looking for that one for ages.
Mr. Jarvu, have you got any predictions for when we'll be out of this pandemic?
Tomorrow, mate.
Also, Mr. Jarvu, did you make any predictions last week about our friend Max?
I this is crazy, and you've probably noticed that my voice has changed a little bit. me prediction.
No. Not
My prediction is that he's going to have left the podcast, and that's when I snuck into his room.
All right.
I'm going to go and drive me Rolls Royce now and hopefully not die.
Or get pulled over.
It's a very big possibility.
If only you could know the future.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jarvu, there.
He's gone. He's gone. What a guy.
Let's hop on to. let's go on to a new segment, which is an old segment. So I shouldn't have said a new segment. Let's get on to Dave Raves. To be clear, not Dave Jarvu.
God
Hello,
forbid.
Boys and girls.
Back off.
So
Dave, you've got a.
Yeah, Yeah, so the thing that I'm not looking forward to about the future is having, you know, the thing where the doctor stuck a finger up your bumhole.
Oh, a prostate exam.
Yeah.
Prostate. I ain't looking forward to that. That's something I could do without. I can tell you that. But apparently...
Sorry, what? It, have apparently you to expect this?
Yeah, exactly. So apparently you've got a dread in that day. Can't be arsed with that
it's
day.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable, exactly. another thing that is getting my balls chopped off, because apparently that's a thing and all that people do.
In the medieval times.
What?
Or is that
an expert on that?
You know, like the snip. They say, like, when you... That seems painful.
They don't chop your balls off, Dave.
And what do they do?
You don't have to do that. It's a cord of something.
Yeah.
They snip something that supplies the semen.
Oh, right.
Sorry. I've just come back in.
Well. Yeah.
Fuck off, Dave.
Another thing I'm looking forward to, though, is animal, not evacuation, evaluation.
Evolution.
Animal evolution, right?
What is happening?
I was going to assume it.
I want to know what animals are going to be next. So, will there be monkeys with 5 arms instead of 4?
I don't think that's how evolution works. What are you talking about there, Dave? It's genetic mutation.
That's
what we're looking for.
Evolution happens over billions of years.
Billions of years. Do you reckon... So you don't think...
You're not going to come out of isolation and see some weird fucking three-headed bird.
What monkey has 4 arms?
Two arms and 2 legs, didn't it? They're like our closest cousins. Will we ever develop fur again? Oh, mind you, we've got fur, haven't we? We've got hairs, I suppose, so that's our equivalent.
But these are the questions people are asking. Dave. Is Dave still there?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Dave, is there anything else you're terrified of in the future apart from, you know, a finger at the bum?
Death. Death is a big one. Death.
Dave, if you could know when you were going to die, would you want to know?
I've asked myself this several times. I'm not sure. I don't think so, because if I knew when I was going to die, I'd be shitting myself, when it comes to that time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I suppose everyone would.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But
would you choose death over a finger up the bum?
Depends. what was I saying? Yeah, exactly.
About when you were going to die.
When I was going to die. The good thing about knowing when you're going to die is that you could do whatever the fuck you want and know you're not going to die until it comes to that time, do you know?
You could still get physically injured, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not death.
Yeah, but you could still...
lose an arm, I
suppose. Five-armed monkey. Yeah, you could get badly banged up. So my final question for everyone, and we'll start with Dave, is where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Hopefully on the sofa watching telly. In a house that I bought myself and with a nice car.
How many kids do you want, Dave?
Three. About three or four.
I know a guy.
Are you with a... I hope it's not Dave Jobbett.
Hello, boys and girls.
Are you
I want a pet crocodile. I'll hopefully be married by then.
To a pet crocodile?
Yeah, with a pet crocodile. that's going to be the ring bearer. It opens its mouth and Jenna's got to grab the ring.
don't bear your ring, Dave, because
I
finger up. Max,
my ring's up
in 10 years time.
Still in quarantine, baby.
Yeah.
Protecting the elderly. Staying away from everyone. That's it. That's what it's all about.
Is that by choice?
No.
Are the rest of
Boris
us out?
Johnson has specifically said that I have to stay locked in. And who am I to argue against such a, you know, great Prime Minister?
I reckon in 10 years' time, you'll be about 2 months away from uploading your first YouTube video.
Yeah.
I'll probably be at Dave Jarvu's funeral.
Yeah.
What?
What?
I thought he'd already died.
A man died two deaths.
He didn't run straight off set and hang himself.
Tom, where do you think you'll be in 10 years?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be 40 in 10 years. I don't know, Stephen. I don't have any sort of
you'd be in this country
career on the horizon. Yeah, I do want to travel. I do want to kind of, I want to figure out something that will allow me to work and live on the go from my laptop. So who knows, maybe in 10 years I'll have that and I can be globetrotting.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. If we're allowed out.
Webcam star.
Sorry?
A webcam star. Webcam. There's a market there.
OnlyFans. Strictly.
Should we get on to our put it to the max?
Yeah, why not? Are you ready, Max?
Born ready, mate.
Okay. So, is this one? Yeah, this one wants, he doesn't mind being named. Ben. Hi, Max. My girlfriend bought me a picture of the Aston Villa team photo, but I don't support them. And when I didn't get up, she got upset. So a few days later, when she came to my house and didn't see it hung up, I said that my roommate didn't like it in the house. And now she wants to talk to him and have a go at him. Should I tell her the truth, keep lying, or break up with her?
I'd say bin it, both the picture and the girlfriend.
Yeah.
If you feel like you have to lie to her, then clearly it's going nowhere. Also, you know, if she's given you such trite as a picture of Aston Villa, that's
A risk. Like, you know, based on, she must have had a hunch. And if she's just got that randomly.
All she's done is go, he likes football, and just picked one out at random, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
If that's a marker laid down of the kind of gift you can look forward to in the future, then
exactly,
kind of stop this now.
True. Yeah, true. True.
Don't lie to her. If she gets you a shit present, just tell her.
Yeah.
I got given a frying pan off my girlfriend for Christmas. I let her know then and there that was disappointing.
Hmm.
But weirdly enough, you use it all the time. You know, that's
I do to hit her with. You'll get me a Nintendo DS.
And I think you've also kind of created your own problem by not being open and honest immediately. So now you've kind of lied, and
one way or another,
this is
not going
to end.
And this is
going
to snowball, because now you're going to have to get your roommate to say that he did, you know, hide it at some point.
Or
he's going to
just start supporting Aston Villa.
You could turn it on its head, and you could do a test and see how close your friend is.
Down.
It's a different team. test your mate, see if they'll if the signals of go on lie for me is
bang
strong
friends,
between
what
the
you're saying.
Ben, exactly.
Bang the friends.
Having to bin off your friend and your girlfriend.
And end up. Yeah. That's my advice.
I think that's all we have time for. But thank you very much to Tom Cooney, Max Smith, woo! David Rees, Joe McGrath, who's holding it all together.
Don't forget me.
And Dave Jarvu. He's not dead. And we can look forward to having him on again in the future.
And be at 52.
And be at 50. Oh, it looks nice and hoppy, that.
Yeah. Not to mention delicious.
Oh.
Thank you very much for watching. Stay safe.
Bye. Bye.